happen to live very close to the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, and for the past few days, it has been impossible to pass by without getting caught up in the feverish preparations for one of the City of Rome's most heartfelt festivities. June the 29th, in fact, marks the feast day of St. Peter and Paul, patron saints of the Eternal City. Much of the focus is on the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. I asked Benedictine monk Edmund Power, the abbot of the Monastery of St. Paul's outside the walls, to tell me why.
Everybody thinks of St. Peter, of course, because that's where the Holy Father is. But we down here at St. Paul's outside the walls, we have the shrine of St. Paul, and we have a big celebration as well. That celebration on the liturgical level is done over a period of 3 days, a triduum, so that we prepare more profoundly spiritually for the feast itself, which is the 29th of June.
On the second day, he told me, they have the ecumenical vespers.
This is a custom we began in recognition of our ecumenical responsibility, which we want to do anyway, but was given by the Pope in a formal way to us. We try, in any big celebration, we try always to include an ecumenical dimension. So traditionally now, on this second day, instead of having a Mass in the evening, we have ecumenical Vespers, which means that we celebrate, it's not our Vespers with participants, but it's four different ecclesial groups celebrating together. So we have the Orthodox communities with us, the Anglicans, the Lutherans of Rome, and also obviously the monks and our normal faithful in the Basilica. And then the main feast itself is the 29th of June. In the evening, the abbot, myself, will celebrate the Pontifical Mass at the Papal Altar. Interesting also is our tradition of having the procession of the chains of St. Paul, which is a relic we've had in the Basilica from the beginning, first referred to in the 4th century by St. John Chrysostom. The chains of St. Paul are carried around the locality with a great throng of faithful. It's a rather unusual relic, but a very beautiful one. The chains are referred to at least 14 or 15 times in the New Testament, both in the letters of Paul and in the Acts of the Apostles. Obviously for him, they were the physical chains of his imprisonment, but more than that, he refers to them in a symbolic way as the chains of love between him and Christ that enable him to bear with joy and serenity his imprisonment and also to go to martyrdom.
For the Benedictine monks at St. Paul's outside the walls, these chains, Abbot Power explained, take on an added dimension.
We see them, we want to see them, as also the chains of love between Christians. And so we're trying to include non-Catholic Christians in our procession of the chains. It might seem a very Catholic devotion, carrying relics around the streets, and maybe not the sort of thing that Lutherans or Anglicans would want to do. But in fact, we hope they'll come with us in this New Testament spirit of the symbolic meaning of the chains. So we'll be looking forward to that celebration as well.
I asked Father Power to tell me more about the relics themselves.
Yeah, the relics, nine links remain of the chain of St. Paul. There were 11, but Pope John Paul II decided to give two of the links to the Orthodox Archbishop of Athens, as an ecumenical gift, because the Church of Athens considers St. Paul its apostolic founder. And that process took a bit of time to implement, but the Archbishop of Athens with his entourage came here, and at a very beautiful ceremony in which we prayed in Latin and in Greek, the two links were given to the Archbishop and now enshrined in Athens. So nine remain. In the 17th century, there were still 13 links. I don't know where the other two went in the meantime, but we're hoping that the Holy Father doesn't decide to give any more links to anyone. But anyway, they're in a reliquary And that reliquary is taken out and carried on a platform by stalwart men. And we'll carry icons as well. And then all the faithful behind the monks, including some of the local parishes and people of the area. And we'll go around the streets. We have a slightly different route each year, singing and praying. And it's very popular in this part of the city, and I think people come from other parts as well. But it's not just a religious ceremony, because on the 28th and 29th there's the big St. Paul's Fair outside the Basilica Monastery, which blocks the Via Ostiense for a part of its distance, with stalls and all sorts of things. It's a big local Roman celebration.
And fireworks as well, I think, isn't it?
Well, there are always fireworks in Italy for everything.